A Niagara-on-the-Lake cat shelter has been very busy this winter caring for cats who have been dumped or surrendered, said Tanya Rice, volunteer and director of fundraising at NOTL Cat Rescue, speaking to the NOTL Local, a sister site of Pelham Today. It's an epidemic post-pandemic, she said. Many domesticated cats in the past several months are being surrendered or dumped on rural Niagara roads because people have gotten back to their lives. This is a global problem, she said, citing as an example her daughter, who fosters domesticated dumped rabbits, in Australia. In the last 8 years, my husband and I have become advocates, said Rice. NOTL Cat Rescue is 100% volunteer-driven and non-profit, but it literally takes the community to take care of these wayward strays. Rice and her husband Peter are hosting the third annual spring fundraiser for NOTL Cat Rescue April 1 at 456 Line 2 Road, behind Crossroads School, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. They have recently lost one of their beloved family cats, and are asking that this year's fundraiser be in memory of Indiana. We have had some really very nice donations from local businesses and benefactors, said Rice, who also noted that the Kauslerich family farm is sponsoring a substantial portion of the costs associated with the tulip and daffodil planters for sale at the fundraiser. However, she added, the cat rescue still needs help. We lost 4 foster families at the beginning of March due to lifestyle change, traveling, or a change of job. We are in desperate need for foster families who have an open heart and space in their home, said Rice. A foster family would incur no expenses, and volunteers drop off the food, the cat litter, cat toys, and a bed. If the cat needs medical attention for any reason, a volunteer driver will come to the house and take the cat to the vet and back. We also need volunteer drivers who could be available up to 3 times a month to take cats or kittens to a vet appointment. Currently, NOTL Cat Rescue has 7 cats up for adoption, down from 23 earlier this year. 6-month-old Ginny is as friendly and as social as you can imagine, signs of a domesticated, not a feral cat, said Rice. A Good Samaritan on Henry Street noticed her and contacted us. She was spayed and vaccinated last week, and once she has recovered, she is available for adoption. Willow has feline coronavirus, but she is responding to the trial we have enrolled her in very, very well. Willow will go up for adoption when the vet says she is cleared. Ginny and Antonio are completely socialized and are ready for adoption right now. Others take a little longer because they are rescues, and all they knew was living on the streets and fending for themselves. They require more socializing. If you are aware of a cat needing services, or would like to donate your time, cat products or money, please visit notlcats.weebly.com or search notlcats on Facebook. Please consider fostering, pleads Rice. It is really rewarding when you know that you have prepared them for their forever loving home.